I think we will do that. We will eventually do it. That was my on-air radio personality switch. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territories here at the University of British Columbia. This program is called Muzak for the Observant. It's on every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. 2 years ago when this show started in the summer, it was Thursdays, 2 to 3 p.m., I think either the second or third episode of this show had Colin Cowan in studio playing acoustic songs from his then Spring Myths record, summer 2015. Now it's summer 2017. It'll be interesting to go look back to see how close to the date it is, 2 years. Anyhow, Colin Cowan is back in studio to promote his completion of the year cycle of records, Cosmos and Summer. And we're going to hear from him. He'll play some songs from the record. We'll hear some of the recordings and also some live acoustic tracks. But to start things off, we're going to listen to another group that Colin is part of that I'm a big fan of. They're called Dalava, and they put out a record called The Book of Transfigurations earlier this year. And we're going to listen to the song called Vilatela Holubitska, translated loosely or titled in English as The Bloody Wall. So stay tuned. On the other side, we'll hear from Colin Cowan here on Muzak for the Observant.
Oh,
Okay, you can do that now.
Testing.
Great.
Testing. We are on the air.
Good. Good work. Okay.
Thank
you're
you.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's called Music for the Observant. We're joined live by Colin Cowan. You're doing all right?
A-okay. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Groovy.
Doing all right.
Awesome.
Opened up the show with Dalva.
Yeah.
The Bloody Wall. Can you pronounce the songs in Czech?
Only after Julia says it first.
Okay.
Julia.
Yes.
Julia.
Okay. Gotcha.
The last one is
and then you
her
can,
name.
Yes, you can.
What's that one called
repeat.
Again?
Vila Tela Holubička.
Yeah.
Something
Vila
of that.
Vila Tela Holubička.
Okay.
I don't. I'm just
something
trying to
like
actually
that.
Know. I think I just always say whatever the last person says.
That works. Sometimes I'll just go with the completely anglicized version in order to not try and sound like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, Vila Tela Holubička.
That sounds pretty good. Most of the time I just do things like like that on it. So it
yeah,
really
okay,
matter.
Yes.
She tells me what the song's about.
Yeah, so you're part of that group.
Yeah.
Largely we're going to be talking about your band's new record.
I would certainly hope so. I've come all the way here.
We'll get there. Patience. It's going to be patient. To start, this is an arc. We're doing it in an arc.
Oh.
Dalva record, Book of Transfigurations.
Yep.
Any commentary on tell people what it is, how maybe you got involved with it?
I guess the easiest way for me to talk about it is to say that I met Aram when he first moved to the city from New York, and then shortly we played some music on an improvised evening, and then I met his wife Julia, and we all liked each other, and they asked me to play bass in a band that they were continuing called Dalva. They recorded a record in New York and wanted to work through a new series of music in Vancouver with a new band, so I was part of that new band.
Great.
And yeah, I love those too. I love
playing
making music.
Stand up bass most of the time.
I play a bit of both. Yeah. I play. But some people say I play a stand up bass, and I appreciate that. Those kind of compliments are lovely.
Great. I actually hadn't heard that one before.
That's a friend of mine's joke.
Okay.
He said he always tells me you're one stand up bass player.
That's good. That's good.
One of a million.
And then this coming weekend, you're going to be doing a record release.
Well, yeah, it's more the Bohemians weekend. It's actually on Monday.
Gotcha.
You know, during
the 24th.
The regular week, yeah. Okay. The Bohemians 5-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday night, that's right. That's the release party at Neptune Records. It's a free program. There's going to be...
Yeah, that's nice, doing the record store.
I love Neptune.
Yeah.
Rob and Ben are good buddies of mine, and Tim, who works there from Kingfisher Blues, puts out some distribution portions of my... Let's just say we're partners. It's going to be really fun. 8 o'clock, there's going to be a barbecue, live band performance, spinning of the record, live visuals. There's going to be a couple of new music videos. Prizes for those who like to...
Oh, yeah?
How do you say... Win things?
So you do a raffle?
I might raffle. It's feels First. Bad to raffle though, because then you're like raising money, and I know that people don't mind doing that, but I think I'm going to do quiz prizes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I love
kind of the old fashioned whoever yells out the answer first.
Trivia is great.
Some rock and roll quiz.
Okay.
And then the album actually comes out on Tuesday, July 25th, in theme with my Technicolor Tuesdays I've been doing this month on July, always trying to do something fun on the internet on Tuesdays.
Cool. And the record is the new Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars record.
That's right. Cosmos and
Cosmos
Summer.
Cosmos and Summer. It's the completion of a cycle. Do you want to explain?
Well, I've cycled my life
nature.
I've categorized my life as seasons, my growth from the last 5 years. So I was in a fall period of nostalgia and darkness. And then I came to terms and felt wintry and hibernated, but still wanted to come to terms with the darknesses rather than just reflect. And then I enjoyed my life and saw everything still from a bit of a, maybe a skeptic's point of view, but sort of had a bit of a new positive twist in Spring Myths. And this is just a celebration of being able to leave all of the earthly necessities that one usually needs and find my comfort either on earth or in space
But we're in space.
Okay. That's what the whole cosmos. In summer is about, comfortably being able to live on or off this planet.
Great. Did you want to do it in 4 years?
I thought that I might, but also didn't want to put that kind of pressure, because originally I was just recording records and writing music, and then I accidentally sort of noticed a theme.
Yeah, right.
So and then I created this little category. And Alan Ranta had written in a review for me once, and Georgia Strait wrote, called it a seasonal tetralogy. So I liked the name of that. So I started calling it that, tetralogy.
Cool. Tetralogy. Great. Yeah. So we have the record here. We're going to listen to the opening track from it.
Awesome.
Which is that, Morning Bird?
Morning Bird,
it is,
yeah.
Morning Bird?
Yeah.
Great. This is a debut of sorts. I assume most people listening out here would not have heard this.
Most people have not heard this. Yeah. It's been on the internet for a couple of weeks, just this one tune. Mm-hmm. Or there's two or three tunes on there. This is the first time anybody has ever spun it for the public off the vinyl.
Wonderful. All right.
Pressing.
So this is Morning Bird from Cosmos in Summer. When we get back on the other side, we'll hear some live acoustic tracks.
More thing, Andy.
Yes.
To the listeners. When you hear the song Morning Bird, do us all a favor and dance.
The end of the sentence? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is Morning Bird by Colin Cowell and the Elastic Stars on Music for the Observant, CITR 101.9. Floating off into the cosmos as Morning Bird by Colin Cowell and the Elastic Stars. The brand new record, Cosmos in Summer. We're in studio with Colin, hanging in there.
Hanging out.
And it's just about ready, sitting here with his 12-string guitar. Those of you listening also, head on to Facebook. If you follow CITR on Facebook, going to see him live and possibly myself in the corner.
And Ben Brown just walked into
happens to be hanging out.
He played drums on my first two records.
And now he's just a fan. He got cut.
No, he's in sometimes. He's in sometimes. It's called Elastic Stars for a reason. Okay, Andy? Yeah. The band changes sometimes.
Great. But you ready to go? Gonna play us some songs, at least
I'll play at least a tune to start.
At least a tune, yeah.
And then I'll see if you butter me up anymore. I might be willing to swoon you with another one.
All right. Well, then I'm going to pass it over. I'm going to turn off my mic, and you can go for it.
The song's called Twilight Sunrise. Night's a brand new day. Twilight sunrise. Live it like a new way. Sun meets moon. A short but lingering stay. Sunshine shares a wink with her rays. Pink skies, no darkness. Maintaining blindness of gray. 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 Gracias. Gracias, señore.
Wonderful. Twilight Sunrise. Follow along with the lyrics. Lyrics that are conveniently printed on the sleeve of your new record, Cosmos and Summer, that people can pick up. I guess starting on Monday.
Starting on technically Monday night,
yeah, Monday
at
night.
Neptune Records. For the that's technically a sneak preview, but it comes out the next day, July 25th. Mm-hmm.
But if you know some rock trivia, you might...
You might even be able to win a free one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. Maybe. It's an option.
Great. And, yes, obviously there'd be benefits to having the record, including being able to follow along with lyrics, have great design on the record itself, on the sun and the moon, as you were explaining.
Oh, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the whole record itself sort of starts in the daytime and ends at the nighttime. It's sort of mapped out like
we're
that.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, we're right in the middle. Twilight Sunrise. Song one, side B.
Great. Okay.
Cosmos and Summer.
Got it. All right.
The name of the record.
The one piece of trivia would be that if anyone was listening, you're listening to CITR 101.
If only.
CITR 101.9 FM, this is Music for the Observant. Ben Brown is in studio, and
yes.
Trivia would have been old drummer of Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars. Who is that? And I gave the answer away already. But
should I ask Ben that Brown on Monday night since we can't use it here?
That could be it.
We could have offered a free record transition to a listener. Should we do a call-in?
My transition that I was going
to
do.
We should do a call-in in the next little bit to call see how close.
Call-in for Colin.
That's what my answering machine message says, Andy.
Is it actually?
Don't get me started. Is it? It is, yes. Okay. It says you're calling for Colin, and it has a whole bunch of other ways of using Colin. You know why? Because people said that shit to me the whole time I was growing up as a kid, and that's why I'm a fucking freak now. Okay. Sorry.
Chill.
You're not supposed to swear on the radio.
Relax.
It happened. Is it too late to beep that out?
It's too late. It's also on Facebook.
Yeah. I've seen worse on Facebook.
The transition being, going back, if you have another song to play. Any chance of drum accompaniment?
Yeah, this would be a good one to accompany with, Ben. It's pretty open. This is a song called Moon Mask, and it's got a pretty consistent groove to it.
Do we need any time to figure this out?
No, I don't think so.
Everyone's professionals here.
Yeah, I'll just count it in, and it pretty much doesn't change from this groove. One.
Point that.
You want me to? You let me know when I should start, Andy.
You feel do some brush things, see if we can hear it. Oh, yeah, we can hear it. Great.
And you can give it a shh, shh, shh.
All right. So you guys go for it.
There's a constant drive to it.
This is Moon Mask. Yeah.
So
by
come in
Colin Cowan.
When I drop my head. Why do you wear it? Do I scare it? Moon mask, can you take it off? Can you take it off? Morning man, let your feet touch the floor. Breathe it where you stand. Mumbling more, don't you be blue. This is really you. Don't you be blue, this is really you. Sparkle in your eye, brighter than the sun, blushing out your cheeks. Child inside, shattered by the mask, no place to hide. Moon mask, why do you wear it? Do I scare it? Moon mask, can you take it off? Can you take it off? Mumbling mole, don't you be blue, this is really you. Let your feet touch the floor, breathe it where you stand. This is really you. This is really you. Day beckons you forth, with skin of gray and throat of petaling water. So best you'd respond, else time would crisp you away. As ancient and forgotten,
That was Colin Cowan, joined by Ben Brown, Moon Mask, another track from the new record Cosmos in Summer. We're going to take a quick break, hear some messages, and we'll be back with Colin Cowan live here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Do you ever feel uncomfortable or unsafe walking around campus at night? There's an AMS service dedicated to helping anyone trying to get across campus alone at night. We're SafeWalk, and we have your back. Call us at 604-822-5355 to request a transfer, or check out our website at ams.ubc.ca/safewalk for more information on hours and policies.
Sitting here counting cutting checks, making, paying the bills, and doing the promo, doing what we need to do to sell records.
Yeah, you got to cut checks in order to sell records, Andy. You know, you got to get out there every day.
Spend money to make money.
Exactly. You know. Oh, you like those T-shirts from Iron Maiden? Well, guess what? They cost somebody a buck, pal. Okay, so maybe treat it with a little respect. Okay, wear the Maiden with pride, baby.
Listening to the Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM, we just heard The Horns Below, which is from the Data Plan record called The Madness Hides. Another band of Colin Cowan, who is in studio with us now.
You got me. I'm just spinning tunes I played on. But hey, you know, I haven't heard that tune for a while, and I love Malcolm. He's one of my best friends, and
it came
any
out,
reason to hear more of this.
Came out in the fall of 2016. And I didn't realize this was that recent. I guess I'm thinking of A Data Plan Is Free, because that feels like a long time ago.
Data Plan Is Free, yeah, that came before.
Yeah.
It's funny, that doesn't seem, I feel like Madness Hides came the fall of 2016.
No, that might wrong. Be the
band Maybe camp. The Bandcamp page existed yeah. then. Yeah, because that record came out fall of easily 2015.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't seem like it would have been just a few months
no,
ago.
No, I did. I remember because it came out, we did put out Spring Myths, and then we put out this record yeah. in the fall.
But being that it is in the fall, and we were thinking back to the fall nostalgia that you were talking about earlier.
It always comes back,
part one,
man. It
part
always
one
comes
of
back.
The seasonal tetralogy yep. that you have completed with Cosmos in summer that we've heard a couple, or we've heard one track from the record, Morning Bird, and you've played a couple live.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did play two.
Twilight Sunrise and Moon Mask.
Yeah, so much has happened.
And got one more, maybe, live?
You want me to play one more live?
Yeah. Do you got any?
For you? Honey Eyes? No problem. Let's see.
All right. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Honey Eyes, exactly. I can tell, baby.
$0.
Believe me. I can tell looking directly into those beamers that you can't deflect those sort of compliments. My man, Andy. Can we just get a round of applause for Andy, please?
Woo!
Putting this on
Thank you.
Regularly.
Thank you. This is what I need. This is what I need.
Thank,
in
well,
to
you know what? You give a lot of it. You got to have a little bit back, Andy. Well, shoot. What am I going to play? I feel a little bit...
Do I need to remind you of the song titles?
Oh, you know what we can do? I got one for you. This one's called Lovemaker.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
I will let you go for it.
Lovemaking in the morning, lovemaking in the afternoon, lovemaking in the evening, evemaking in the daytime, daybreaker at twilight, morning shaker in the sunshine, sunshiner in the night time. Trip one morning, gone away by the afternoon, dream of love by evening, eve making in the daytime, daybreaker at twilight, morning shaker in the skyline, sunshiner in the nighttime. Lovemaking in the morning, lovemaking in the afternoon, lovemaking in the evening, evemaking in the daytime, daybreaker at twilight, morning shaker in the sunshine, sunshiner in the nighttime.
All right.
Gracias.
Well done.
Well, thank you.
Lovemaker from the new Colin Cowan record.
I don't think I've ever played that by myself. That's fun.
You did it. And Shred in the middle there. As always, as ever.
Thank you for noticing.
On the 12 string guitar, that struck me.
Well, if you want to talk about it, Andy, it was no cup of tea, pal. That was difficult.
Fingers are feeling it.
Yeah. Big time.
For me, the 12 string always is Bowie-esque to me. I think of D. Bowie.
Who are you referencing? I don't know who that is. It's okay. Kidding.
It's okay.
What
brought you to the 12 string? Also, any new challenges of learning a 12 string guitar after playing a regular guitar?
Oh, I always play regular guitar live, my electric guitar, but I record these records mainly myself, Andy. Secrets out. So I always end up playing 12 string on a lot of tunes instead of an acoustic guitar. I'll sometimes use a regular six, but I love the sound, like, for instance, Bowie and George Harrison made when they recorded with 12 strings. It was such a poignant thing of sound and rock and folk and pop of that time. So I've always used this. I rarely bring this out when I'm by myself, but I thought you'd appreciate it. And thank God we're talking about it.
Great.
Yeah, it was fun to bring.
Awesome. Okay.
I think I'm going to sing you a song right now.
Just a random song?
Sure.
Off the cuff?
Yeah. 101.9, and I hope it will be mine. Yes, I hope that 101.9, it will be mine. Andy Resto, Andy Resto. Hear the children sing. Andy Resto, will he rest? Oh, he will not rest. Oh, from the top of a mountain I sing for you. 101.9 CITR. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Okay. Might cut that up and use that as a new station ID. Mainly the parts with my name in it.
It's all like it.
Does it last forever?
Perfect. My job here is done.
Great. Okay. Anything else immediately you want to chat about? We've got another song lined up on your record.
Great. This is a song called Cinnamon Fantasy. And you know what? I hope you get to like this tune as well, Andy, because I respect you. And because I have a brand new music video that's going to be very exciting that's coming out the day the album releases. It should be showing up on Exclaim. So I think they're going to be premiering for it to me, assuming that I hold up my end of the bargain and give them the video on time.
Okay.
But yeah, this
is. Did you do the video or is it?
Yeah, I did the music video with a couple of good, very very good friends of mine. A gentleman named Brent Hodge and a person named Marcus Jolly, both who are very accomplished photographer and filmmaker from here, and they're both gallivanting around the world these days, doing very well. And I was lucky enough to get them and spend some time in the desert to create quite a sci-fi scene, doggy.
Cool. Is that where the album cover comes from?
It is. Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, we went back and did a music video.
Nice. All right. So this is Cinnamon Fantasy from Cosmos in Summer by Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stairs.
Elastic Stars, okay.
Electric Stars.
It's not that. Yeah, that's right. Those are all the names that get wrong on posters. Speaking of the Elastic Stairs, we're playing next Thursday in Victoria. So make sure you remember that. If you see Elastic Stairs, it's our band. Okay. Outside Centennial Square.
Sure.
was Saturn by Sun Ra here on Music for the Observant, CITR 101.9 FM, continuing the cosmos theme, cosmic theme.
I really appreciate all this, Andy. This is quite a happy place you've created.
Colin Cowan has joined us in studio this week.
Yeah, baby.
Ben Brown dropped by. It's nice.
Hey.
I was here a couple weeks ago. And I'm trying to get for next Tuesday, a little promo, group called Sound of the Mountain. Is that the name? Trying to get them to come by to play. Hopefully that'll work out. And Ben Brown is putting on a show with them next week. It's all related. It's a big
cosmic incestual
swirl,
perverse, intergalactic pool.
One more time before we sign off here, your record release show is next Monday.
That's right, Monday the 24th. Neptune Records free event. 8 o'clock is when the gates open.
Free for the people.
Free for the people.
Man of the people.
Free for the people, and free for anything else as well.
Okay. Oh, as in children, not yet people, and dogs.
That's not dogs. Yeah. I consider children people, unlike some of us, Andy. Okay? I haven't lost my soul.
Infants, I should say.
Infants, whatever. No matter height, age, none of that is considered status where in this event, okay?
Great.
July 24th, Monday.
Everyone's,
and there'll be prizes. We're doing a live show.
All the lovemakers who have made children.
All the lovemakers out there who have made children, and those who haven't made children and don't have any love in them, you still are technically welcome.
And it will be birthed in you by coming to see.
We'll birth some love into you, you dark horse, you.
Cosmos and Summer.
You can't hide from us. Andy and I are going to show up there with a love ray gun.
That is, anybody who knows me will attest that that is my outward
forte.
View on life.
Yeah. Definitely.
Overflowing with enthusiasm.
I've seen you picking daisies.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Andy.
Playing some songs and bringing by the record. Neptune on Monday night. And then you can find the record at various record stores.
Various record stores. You can download it. You can stream it. You can do whatever you bloody want starting July 25th.
Starting next Tuesday.
That's next Tuesday. Technicolor Tuesdays, baby.
Great. Music video debut will be next week at some point on Exclaim.
Yes, sir.
Keep an eye out for that. And okay, great. To sign off, we're going to go ahead and play a Dixie's Death Pool song. It's also pretty cosmic, to be honest.
It's very cosmic. I just played a show with those guys. I played bands.
Twilight Sound Mountain is the new record. Lee Hutzlack, another friend of the program.
He's going to play a bit with the Elastic Stars. He's doing visuals and playing some minor electronics and synth at Neptune Records with me as well.
Great.
So there you go.
He was here a couple weeks ago. So awesome. It's all coming together. We're going to play the opening track, Blue Flower from Twilight Sound Mountain. This has been Muzak for the Observant. Thank you all for listening.
Walking backward through the shrapnel of this life, a thousand days will quickly pass, a thousand ways. My love for you. Smelling smoke, lights explode.